Anyway, I was thinking about, of course, I look at these readings a week ahead, and then I have so many other things in between. But every time you read the sacred scripture, every time you read the propers, which of course are from the sacred scripture of the Mass, something else strikes you. The propers, in particular also the prayers, are most beautiful. I will read them to you in Latin, but I already chanted it, even though my voice is not yet back. And the colic says, O God, who dost make the minds of the faithful to be of one accord. This is very important, especially in the church today, where there are so many divisions. And soon enough, we know there will be even more divisions. Grant that they may be of one accord, that they may love what thou commandest. That is a very wonderful thing, if we love what God commands and desire what he promises. If we follow the commandments, we shall receive that which he promises. And in the next line is very important to all of us in this day and age in which we live, so that amid the changing things of this world, in this world, everything changes. The world changes, and people in the church, not necessarily traditional people, but people in the church change things as often as they change their socks. It's incredible, the things that you see or hear about. Somebody told me they were out of town and they had to go to Mass somewhere. The Mass is valid, but it's not the traditional Mass. And he said, I couldn't believe it. They played bongos at the Mass. Oh, I said, oh, maybe we could have bongos here too. Of course, I don't mean it at all. The kettle drum are acceptable. They're beautiful. They're symphonic. But bongos? Give me a break. Even His Excellency Archbishop Lefebvre did not permit that when he was in Africa as a missionary. Anyway, so many things. And the thing that is important, that amid the changing things of this world, our hearts may be set where true joys abide. Now, I don't know about you, but every day when I wake up, I say, here I'm at, Lord, and I say my morning offering and my prayers to the guardian angel and to St. Michael and so forth. And I say, oh Lord, what challenges will there be today? What grief will there be today? And every day there is something. And so we need to unite ourselves to Christ so that we indeed may not fall under. Anyway, every single day is an adventure. And you never know what's going to hit you. So you have to be always united to our Lord. Now, the readings also show us the veracity and the sadness, in a way, of our human condition. Here we have our Lord preparing to go to heaven. Now, the Passion has not yet occurred, but it will. And he says, I go to him that sent me. And who sent him? God the Father. And he is God the Son. And then he's about to make another announcement. I go to him that sent me, and you don't even bother to ask me, where are you going? They just do not listen, do not care. And you will be sad. And of course, whenever someone leaves our life or our presence, There is a sadness that comes with it. But in the case of Christ and the apostles, you can imagine the sadness that they experienced. But at the same time, if they truly believed in Him, if they truly understood Him in some way or other, they would know that that was not the end of it all. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient, it is necessary that I go. Because if I don't go, then I will not be able to send you the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. Now, the first person to hear about the Trinity was Mary at the Annunciation. And she understood all this. He wasn't talking to her. He was talking to all these apostles and disciples who didn't know their front from their back. The Paraclete. Now that Paraclete has come, has been sent. He is supposed to dwell in us. And through Him, the Father and the Son dwell in us. They come together. And so He tells us, He will teach you all truth. Not only that which Christ has already taught, but He will illuminate all the truths that Christ has taught, and even more. And of course we see this in the history of Revelation in the church. Now of course Revelation is officially ended at the death of the beloved disciple, St. John the Evangelist. Once he dies, Revelation is officially over. But not the explication, the clarification, the illumination of Revelation. And the Holy Spirit has a very important part in all of this. And so it's very important that we have a very deep love and respect and reverence for the Holy Spirit. He is, after all, God, the third person of the Trinity. And many people do not have a good relationship with Him. They don't even try to understand Him. Of course, the Scriptures and the teachings of the Church are where you can find about Him. It's very important, very necessary. And of course, in this day and age, this seems to be dying out, because most fads die out. For the last 30 years or so, everybody was going around pretending to speak in tongues and raising their arms and flailing their arms and doing all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do with God. In fact, I remember a priest in Rome who went to the Gregorian University that was founded, among others, by St. John Cantius, whose feast we just had. The Gregorian University is a Jesuit university, and it's very, very important and famous, but it's not very good today. And they were having charismatic meetings, and they were on Sunday afternoon. And they took this priest that they invited. I don't know where he was from, not European, not American. He was either African or Indian. And all these people began to speak in tongues. And he was flabbergasted. Because what they were saying was, praise and worship to Satan. You need to be very careful about these things and stay away from them. We have tongues. We have Latin. We have Greek. That don't say nonsense, but say the truth. And of course, you can always learn Spanish or Italian if you wish, and I can speak to you. But the Holy Spirit shall teach us all things. And He is preparing us, even now, in the most sacred liturgy. And since this is the month of May, Mens de Mayo, the person who most has a deep relationship with the Holy Spirit as well as the Father and, of course, her Son, is the Blessed Mother. We can go to her and ask her to teach us and to take us to the three persons, and including the Holy Spirit, who is the least known of the three persons. So today, as we celebrate these mysteries, let us rejoice. Because no matter what happens today, no matter what sadnesses we may have today, or disappointments, and every day we have some, we have the Holy Spirit, if we are in the state of grace. And if we are not in the state of grace, you must go to confession as soon as possible. Let the Holy Spirit guide us. But the Holy Spirit will never teach us anything that is contrary to the sacred revelation that we have received from Him, the Father, and the Son, and we've had for almost 20 centuries. Beware of those who claim to have the Holy Spirit. Those who have the Holy Spirit do not brag about it. They live it, and they teach when they are prompted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.